USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new AP-NORC poll released Wednesday found that only 26% of surveyed Americans support the United States playing a major role in the situation between Russia and Ukraine. According to the poll, 52% said the United States should play a minor role and 20% said no role at all. A convoy of truck drivers protesting COVID restrictions is headed from Southern California to Washington, D.C. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby talks about the National Guard members who will be stationed near the Capitol.
They are designed for traffic support in anticipation of potential challenges to traffic here in the D.C. area surrounding some potential protest activity. But it's a relatively small number here, about 700.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Two leading prosecutors investigating former President Trump's business dealings are stepping down.
Two prosecutors leading the criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump and his family's real estate business have resigned, according to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, casting doubts about the likelihood that the former president will now face any criminal charges. Kerry Dunn and Mark Pomerantz submitted their resignations to the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, who inherited the Trump investigation from his predecessor, Cyrus Vance. The resignations are a sign that Bragg has doubts about whether to continue a case that has already seen charges filed against the Trump Organization and its long-serving financial officer, Alan Weisselberg. Both have pled not guilty. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Target, the latest store to update their mask guidance to say they are now optional for employees and shoppers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A new study is revealing the most and least affordable U.S. cities to work and live in. Goodhire says Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Reno, Nevada, and Provo, Utah rank as the top three most affordable cities. On the other end of the spectrum, Los Angeles, Hartford, Connecticut, and Corpus Christi, Texas top the least affordable list. The study factored in available job opportunities, housing prices, and earning potential when compiling the rankings. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, sheriffs across the country are taking action.
With the Biden administration scattering illegal immigrants all throughout the United States, sheriffs are demanding to be notified when new arrivals hit their area, as the Department of Homeland Security continues to ignore the Remain in Mexico policy. Sheriffs say they will track these people that federal officials can't keep tabs on. The sheriffs made the announcement while attending the National Sheriffs Association meeting in downtown Washington, D.C. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Spider-Man No Way Home is getting a release date for streaming on digital platforms. The box office hit will debut digitally on March 22nd. That's followed by a 4K and Blu-ray release on April 12th. The Marvel film has brought home $1.8 billion across a global box office. Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com/USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.